Greetings, friends. The secret of success in these days may reside in our learning to run a marathon. Now, I am not an athlete, but it seems conspicuously obvious that a successful marathoner has to know their strengths and weaknesses and learn to pace themselves from the starting line right to the finish line. Expend too much energy at the beginning, and you have nothing left for the finish. Now, not to be pessimistic, but this pandemic seems to look more like a marathon than a 100-yard dash. And we will need to pace ourselves physically and spiritually so that we have reserve sufficient to see us through to the finish line, which, for the present, is not even yet within view. As events unfold, we will no doubt develop some expectations about how things are going to progress, and some of those expectations will be mistaken. And the changes may be to our disappointment rather than our delight. We must learn to pace ourselves. We will need to hold firmly to our source of strength in God's grace and remain sustained by that grace as life unfolds. We must not allow setbacks and disappointments to demoralize us. We must encourage one another, even as together we run the race that is set before us, with our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus our Lord. You may want to take a couple of minutes to read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 in the New Testament. It is an encouraging word for us in days such as these. I repeat the passage, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. This is just another thought for these days.